May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is a word, it's a pastoral word for all of you, I hope, for some of you in particular, who may be going through some stuff. It's a prophetic word beyond that. And so I'll post it whenever I get a chance. For the last few weeks, I've not had much chance to post anything because I've been on the go. But this is a word beyond just you all, but it's a word for you all. And so listen and see what God would say to you. Zerubbabel was commissioned by the Lord to come back and help rebuild the temple. And as they began the process of rebuilding the temple, they kind of got the wall around the temple built. And then there was this delay of 15 years or so, 15 to 18 years. And then after that period of time, they ended up finishing what God had told them to do. And there's this amazing scriptures in Zechariah chapter 4. And begins in verse 6 and go through the first part of verse 10. So I want you to hear this word for you personally, if this applies to you. It's certainly a truth that at some point in your life will apply to you, but it's also a prophetic word for people beyond this place and some things that God's doing. He says, "Then he remembered and said to me, 'This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. What are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You will become a plain, and he will bring forth the top stone, the capstone, the finishing piece, with shouts of grace, grace to it.' And the Lord of the Lord came to me, saying, 'The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands will finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small beginnings?'" Most of the time when people use that little phrase in verse 10, "don't despise the day of small beginnings," as they're talking about ministry, you hear that quoted all the time. That's really good. You know, your ministry is just getting started, it's just beginning, and don't get discouraged if it's small. We tell churches that all the time. We tell clergy that all the time. But I want you to hear this word in terms of the promises of God. The Lord didn't just give him a directive, he gave him a promise. And we know that anytime God gives you a directive, it's also a promise. But if you'll be faithful and you'll trust him in obedience, he'll bring it to pass, he'll accomplish it. He even said this to him. He said, "It won't be finished by might or by power, but by the Holy Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." And so this is the word for some of you, and at some point in your life it'll be for all of you. Maybe all of you are carrying around some promises that you've seen the beginning to, but there's been this pause. You've seen some things happen. There's been movement, but the cap has not been finished. It's not been finished, and it seems to be in a stuck place. And for Zerubbabel, again, it was like a 15-year thing that happened. And of course, that's about warfare, right? And Israel, in rebuilding the city and rebuilding the temple, they experienced warfare from the nations around them. And what those nations would do is cause conflict and stress and pressure in the people themselves. And what happened in this particular instance of rebuilding the temple, the warfare that was really the potential of warfare and the threat of warfare around caused there to be a lot of battle and warfare within, war within. It was among themselves. They got into conflict and distress and division. And because of it, the work stopped. In this particular passage of Scripture, God is just promising to Zerubbabel. And of course, there's always the dynamic of Zerubbabel staying faithful, standing and believing, and being obedient. But he says, "Zerubbabel, it will finish. You will finish. There will be the capstone placed on it, and you will cry out, 'Grace, grace, grace.' It'll be done by my spirit. You can't flesh it out. You can't make it happen. You can't manipulate it. You can't maneuver it. But it will be finished. It'll be finished by my grace, by my might. But don't despise the day of small beginnings. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged and despair because you've seen some things happen, some movement in the God's promises for you concerning even your destiny in the Lord. But it's not seemed to really fully come to pass." One of the things you need to remember is that God will allow warfare. He teaches us how to reign in those situations. We're going to reign with him forever. But what he does is he uses those kind of outward things to expose inward things in us. That's where the real warfare counts. Charismatics get so demon conscious, we so practice the presence of the devil, that we forget he's Lord. Amen. And what he's really committed to is your own being conformed to the image of Jesus. And often what I've discovered is that God can't trust you with finishing the promise. There are just some things on the inside, the inner battle, he's got to deal with. There are character issues. There are things he's got to do to qualify you, in a sense, to prepare you, to position you in the inner man, so that when he finishes this thing, you can carry it well, giving glory and honor to God. I've often seen men and women who've gotten promises from God about certain things, and there was movement. And then there's this delay over a period of time. And you could see it on the outside. You could watch the kind of things that were happening with them, just the pride and the push and get their eyes off the wrong things. And God just had to do some stuff in them. That's sort of the small print when you got the promise and you were celebrating, hallelujah, I got this great promise. God's going to do these awesome things in my life. And the small print on the back page was, oh yeah, by the way, conforming you to the image of Jesus doesn't stop. And there'll be a pause. And in that pause, the Lord began to do some stuff in you. And when he's worked the things in you, that's why we have to be so cooperative with him and not give up on the promise. Don't despise the day of new beginnings. Be humble before him and say, okay, oh God, if this is warfare just from the outside, you show me how to do battle. But you are a shield about me. But if there are things you're wanting to do with me, if there are things that you're wanting to move, remove idols and different stuff you want to change in me so that I can steward well you finishing this thing, show me, deal with me. And what God, he'll just deal a lot of impurities. So it's not about you. It's about him and his purposes and his glory. But the thing is, I want you to hear is that he's doing all that because he's faithful, because he loves you. He wants to give you that thing and finish it more than you want it. But let him do the work he needs to do. Let him bring about the maturity he wants to bring about. And so if God's given you a word, he's given you some promises, you've seen some movement, but it seems to be stuck, don't despise the day of new beginnings. God will finish it. He will bring it to pass. And when it's all done, you'll cry, grace, grace, grace. And you'll know it's all been done by his might. But don't in that place start manipulating, pushing it, calling things or something, you know, pretending things. You just cooperate with him. God, do whatever you want to do with me. I thank you that you've begun this thing. I thank you you're going to finish this thing. It's going to be done by your grace. But settle the warfare inside of me. Deal with the fears or the pride or the anger or the greed or the whatever. Do the work in me. And then you'll see God bring a cap in his time. But don't stop believing. Don't stop thanking him for the word. Don't stop believing he's going to do it. But if there's stuff he needs to do in you, let him do it. Could just be fullness of time issues, but in the process, let him do stuff in you he wants to do. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.